Throws it open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us on a football Thursday. Vic Carucci with you for the hour that we're going to talk Browns with a couple of people who know this team quite well. One is Tom Withers from the Associated Press, covers all things Cleveland sports, but certainly is very knowledgeable when it comes to this football team we all know and love. And we're going to hear from another guy who covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. His name, Nate Ulrich, does a nice job on that beat. So we'll get the thoughts of those two gentlemen. And you're going to hear from one of the newest Browns, Garrett Gilkey, offensive lineman, offensive tackle, who was drafted in the seventh round. Jameer Howerton has a chance to sit down with him and get his thoughts. And this is an insightful young guy. If you haven't heard from Garrett before, fun to listen to, because he really a lot of maturity for a really young guy and a higher sense of knowledge. And I think he's got a lot of promise. I mean, I think he's more than just a guy who speaks well. I think he's a guy who will make a contribution. And he made a contribution today along with other Browns rookies. They were part of a community event that the team did in concert with the Clara Westrop Elementary School. And what they did is they helped install a playground there, kind of cool, and then helped give a fresh coat of paint to the cafeteria out at that school. So a really nice do-gooder thing that the Browns players that were out there for that, rookies like Leon McFadden, I mentioned the Browns' third-round pick, and Garrett Gilkey were among those who took part in that. So Jameer was out there too and gets his thoughts. All right, your thoughts, your comments, your questions from the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Let's go to Twitter. Evan Larson, 1843, if you want to follow him. He says, what undrafted rookie has impressed me the most so far? You, me. I would say, Evan, that of the players that, haven't been drafted, the guy that I'm kind of torn. I mean, there are a couple of people. I have to start with a kicker. I mean, I can't go into this without mentioning Brandon Bogutei, because he wasn't drafted, and he looks like, I mean, every bit the strong-legged guy that the Browns were hoping he would be. And again, very limited experience, so much to prove once he gets out there, having played at Georgia and having not done a lot behind Blair Walsh, the Pro Bowl kicker as a rookie last year for the Minnesota Vikings. But I think he'll be very interesting and could very well win the kicking job and fill that enormous hole created by Phil Dawson. After that, I'm a guy that continues to sort of impress me just because every time I look up he's doing something is a receiver named Mike Edwards. He's not the biggest guys, like 5'11", from Texas El Paso, just catches the ball well. And I just think he's an interesting guy. He's an interesting player who could do something, perhaps. Just see what he's all about. So those would be about the two that really stand out, and maybe I'm not going to go so far. With Bogutei, I'll go so far as to say he'll have the edge to win this job. I think it'll be up to Shane Graham, the veteran, to knock him out of it. I think Bogutei, because of his strong leg and accuracy, has that edge. But we'll see. We'll see how this all plays out. And as I say, Edwards in this receiving core just does those things that make you notice him time after time. I saw it in the rookie minicamp, and then it didn't stop once the veterans showed up. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a conversation about what else, about this Browns team, with Tom Withers from the Associated Press. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850, home of the Browns, WKNR. Hey!
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
NTV has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NTV, save big dollars off big brands. Get $100 off, plus save an extra $50 with your Service Central credit card. That's up to $150 off. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Pirelli, Cooper, Yokohama, and Hankook. Plus, you're ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTV for big dollars off big brands. Up to $150 now through Sunday. $100 mail-in rebates valid on purchase of 4 select in-stock tires. Taxes and disposal fees apply. Additional $50 mail-in rebate valid on tire purchase of $399 or more before tax. Made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval. Valid 6/10/13 through 6/24/13. See store and rebate forms for complete offer details. Void where prohibited. See ntv.com for details. Save big dollars off big brands up to $150. You're ready to roll. NTV Service, tires, and oil.
Vic Carucci with you on a Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And rock legend Bon Jovi is coming to First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns fan kickoff concert with special guest Michael Stanley and the Resonators, plus appearances by Browns players and alumni, pre-show Browns Fan Fest, and more. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. For more info, visit, please, clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And we go to the Revel Wireless Hotline and bring in, from the Associated Press, Tom Withers. And, Tom, I think the first place I'd like to start as far as talking about this team is Rob Chudzinski and the development of a coach, of a coordinator into a head coach. And it seems that this offseason, particularly what we saw happen to this team last week with Josh Gordon, has put him on a faster track to moving up to that high level of responsibility of what a head coach is about. They say it's all about how you handle the adversity of the game. And, you know, he gets his first real taste of that with Josh Gordon's suspension.
He sure did, and he came out, you know, as you saw, Vic, with a statement, you know, talking about his disappointment in the entire situation. And you're right, Vic. I mean, this is a young rookie head coach that, you know, last week when we were out there as media members and previous 2 weeks, you know, we're keeping one eye on Chud as much as we are the new players out there. I mean, this is a coach who is having to, you know, grow into a new role. I think it's a real benefit. You and I have talked about this before, is that he's got some real seasoned experience on that coaching staff that can kind of bring him along. But you're right, this is a baptism by fire a little bit. I mean, this is the first of, what we hope are not many of these kinds of situations, but let's be honest, this is the NFL. Things like this happen. You have on and off the field situations that you need to deal with and to address. So I think from the standpoint of Rob and his maturity and his development as a young coach, this could be a good thing. I mean, it's always a good thing for, you know, for him to come out and you know, say what he said last week. I think it's also important for the other players in the locker room to see that this is going to be a no-nonsense coach and that he's going to take it, situations like this very seriously. You know, it's very disappointing for everyone that Josh Gordon got him into that trouble, but, you know, it's going to be the first of many things that come across Rob Chudzinski's desk because he's going to be the coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I think so, too. You could expect more, unfortunately, more trauma and trouble to come your way because that is the nature of the beast, and everything crosses the desk of a head coach. But I do like the way he handled that, and I think, as you said, in the statement expressed the disappointment. I also like the way he's been running what we saw in the off-season workouts are done, but the way he ran the practices, the OTAs, and the main camp, right? As more of the CEO, I think the hardest transition for coordinators is to find out that they're not the ones who run drills, that they don't micro-coach, or they really shouldn't, and they maybe have that urge to do so. But he resisted that urge and kind of kept himself at a good distance and was overseeing the big picture.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I think we saw some of those problems with Pat Shurmur in his first year, which was, you know, he wanted to have his hands on everything. And
right.
We've had coaches here in the past who, you know, found themselves looking like bumblebees out there in Berea, buzzing around from one group to the next, feeling like they had to have their input everywhere on the field. And I think Rob has enough trust in his coaching staff as well, Vic, that he's going to allow these men to do their jobs. And he's going to be the overseer. You know, it's a little more like almost a college situation where your head coach kind of steps back, lets all the assistants take care of business, and he makes his points where he needs to. And I think, you know, you saw that with Rob last week especially. I mean, there were times where, you know, it wasn't Norv Turner's voice that was booming up the walls out in Berea. It was Rob at times, and I think you're going to see more and more of that. You know, this is, again, a young coach. He's going to have to grow and learn as time goes on, but I do like what I've seen so far out of him.
Yeah, and I think it's just that understanding the role and understanding that you let your coaches coach and that you trust those people that you brought in. And let's face it, the Browns made heavy investment in North Turner and in Ray Horton. So you've got to let those guys kind of do their thing. But at the same time, make sure it's all agreeing with the big picture of what you want to do. And I think before our eyes, really, Tom, is we are seeing a different Browns team in the way they operate and the way they do things. This is a far more detailed coaching approach. Now, whether it results in more wins remains to be seen, but I think that's one of the biggest things I notice in a difference between the previous staff and this one. And you pointed out Pat Shurmur was a little more wanting to have his hands on things where Coach Chudzinski kind of steps back a little bit and watches with his arms folded but takes it all in. But I sense a pace and an urgency that's there, and again, great detail all the way across the board.
Well, and the other thing too, Vic, if I'd like to point out as well, is that there seems to be more of a comfort with the media, you know, just over the past few weeks. I mean, you can really see Rob growing into the role, and it's not always easy to come off that field when, you know, you're fiery hot after the quarterback has thrown two incompletions in the two-minute drill and start addressing reporters with tough questions.
Yeah.
But I like the way Rob kind of composed himself. You know, we had the Trent Richardson situation to deal with. You know, there was the ongoing discussion about the quarterback situation, et cetera. But I really thought the way Rob, you know, held himself together, if you will, during some tough questions and answers. I mean, it's important for the head coach of this team to get the correct message out, not only to the fans and to the media, but his players. And I think we're seeing major strides already.
Yeah, that's a great point. And how he deals with the media isn't necessarily the be-all, tell-all of what kind of coach he'll be, but it does give you a sense, and for our purposes, of kind of, you know, wanting to certainly know and learn more about what his program's about, what this team's about. And he does a good and effective job, I think, of expressing that. And look, It's easy to talk now in the months of you know, May and June, when the consequences aren't games being won and lost, and we'll likely see a very different guy when you get into the season. But I think the key is that it's a guy who is comfortable and confident enough in himself and what he's doing, and that he's in charge of things as a coach, that that comes across in everything he says.
And just in his brief meetings with us, Vic, gives you a little bit of insight into the man that, stands in front of professional athletes on a daily basis and has to conduct meetings. And I really like the way Rob has handled everything. He's had a lot coming at him in a very short amount of time, and it's been a little bit of baptism by fire, but I think we're seeing some growth already.
Yeah, I think so too. And you're right. It's about handling that those groups, whether they're players or and again, when you're talking to the media, you're also talking to the public, and I think Rob Chudzinski gets that. Tom Withers from the Associated Press joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Tom, as we look at the rest of this football team and what is in store now over these next 6 weeks, I think we've talked about the idea that they covered a lot of ground with installation of offense and defense. I mean, everything was put in place. And then I think the key here is how much retention will there be. This goes to coaching as well. I think we'll find out how good a coaching staff this really is when they get to training camp, which kicks off July 25th, the first practice, and we see the level of mistakes being made, or if not a lot of stuff is being repeated and things are moving along smoothly, you could tell that guys have retained and actually maybe spent some time looking at their iPads and looking at what's been installed there too, as far as what their learning was over these past over the past month or so.
Well, I'm talking to some of the players, away from the field, Vic. I happened to talk to Brandon Wheaton and DeQuell Jackson, just for instance, at a recent thing for the Bon Jovi concert, and just talking to them aside, they've been very impressed with this coaching staff, and to your point, as how things have been presented to them in terms of the installation of the offense and the defense, which is a pretty complicated defense from what DeQuell was explaining to me, but they've had a lot thrown at them. This is still a pretty young football team, so I think you're right. I think it's going to be very important as, we gear up towards training camp, that these guys come back here ready, that they've already, taken in, they've already made some mistakes, and you got to hope that they can hit the ground running once late July gets here and we're already into exhibition season.
Part of me thinks that the biggest teaching process is going to happen on the defensive side, mm-hmm. just naturally because of the conversion to the from the 4-3 to the 3-4. But I'm also thinking that the offense is going to be significantly different, and we know right off the bat, just listening to what Brandon Wheaton says and how much more comfortable mm-hmm. he feels in a scheme that spreads things out more, that has him in shotgun more, that has him looking downfield more, all those elements. I think there's really more of a learning process to that. And putting aside that you got to figure out how to win a couple of games without Josh Gordon during that suspension, I think there is going to be some differences and nuances that everyone has to pick up. And that includes Trent Richardson, too, his fit into this offense as a running back.